Morning Edition sports commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So where did the events of this weekend leave the NBA?
Probably at its lowest ebb since before the arrival of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Michael Jordan in the 1980s to rescue the league, which at that point was so down in the public eye that the finals weren't even on live television. This comes at the end of a period when, as Tom said, there's a lot of fan resentment towards all athletes because of the money they make. Whenever a team goes bad in a town, the first thing you hear on all these sports talk shows, which is part of this too, is these guys are making so much money, why don't they perform? And it also comes after a summer in which the United States Olympic team performed very poorly in Athens, only winning a bronze medal, and that was an embarrassment. And now this, and David Stern did take strong measures over the weekend. That's good. But the fact that the response from the players is immediately that the punishment is excessive and the union is going to appeal, that plays right into the public's notion that these are spoiled athletes who simply don't get it.
Well, part of the players' defense here is that they were provoked by fans.
Right, and they were provoked. There's no question about that, Steve. But the rule is clear, whether it's written down or not. You cannot, as a player, go into the stands. Just as a fan, you can't come on the court. You can't go on the field. You may remember years ago, a fan came on the field during an NFL game, and the old linebacker, Mike Curtis, just knocked him flying with an elbow. And that was cheered back in those days. But when players go into the stands, they were very lucky, Steve, that this wasn't much worse, that somebody didn't get hurt very, very badly, because these are big, strong men capable of wreaking havoc when they go berserk, the way both Artest and Steven Jackson and Jermaine O'Neal did.
Now, David Stern, the NBA commissioner, in the report we just heard, also referred to expecting something different from fan behavior.
Right, and he's right about that. Fan behavior has been out of control for a long time now. Go back to the Monica Seles stabbing in 1993, when the guy who stabbed her, believe it or not, was given a suspended sentence by a German judge because he said he was sorry. The incident in Chicago a couple years ago where Tom Gamboa, the Kansas City Royals coach, was attacked. Again, no jail time. You've got to send a message to fans that just because you don't like the other team, there's a line that you don't cross in terms of the way you treat them. And part of this gets back to what goes on in the arena, Steve. The way they introduce the visiting team as if they don't exist, the way they scream and yell in introductions for the home team, that creates an atmosphere of hostility. They need to go back to the old days where you treat the visitors with respect as much as the home team. They don't do that in sports anymore.
I guess we could try to pretend that this incident in the NBA over the weekend was an isolated incident, but it wasn't even isolated for this past weekend, was it? There was this fight on a football field between Clemson and South Carolina over the weekend,
which would be a front page headline this morning if not for the NBA, Steve. It was the worst football incident I've ever seen. Clemson and South Carolina players completely lost control. They were throwing policemen aside to get at one another. The police were helpless. It was awful. And if the presidents of Clemson and South Carolina really are upset about this, which they should be, it was very embarrassing, they will turn down the bowl bids that their schools are expected to receive and say, no, we're embarrassed by this. We're going to take steps. We're not just going to wring our hands and say we're sorry. We're going to take absolute steps to say this can't happen again, the way David Stern did in the NBA yesterday.
You certainly sound upset by all this.
I think it's a horrible time for sports right now, and there's much that needs to be done to clean this up, and just wringing hands isn't enough. David Stern took action. Let's see if these presidents who sit on their pedestals all the time do something this week.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
John Feinstein's new book is called Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game with legendary Celtics coach Red Auerbach.